You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I wonder if they've murdered someone or have ever thought about murdering someone.
I've said it before. I am a Maxinista.
I get up to the priest and I'm like ready to receive my body of Christ. And I thought it was going to be like a nice piece of white bread.
Do you not understand that I'm straight? And for me to be in a relationship, that means that I would have to be dating a man.
Adam just goes, I wish I had a boyfriend. And Colby goes, I'm your girlfriend.
You have something better.
Colby and I are actually in a domestic partnership.
You have a living girlfriend. Like, what could be better?
It's actually the best thing ever.
He doesn't go to sleep with a mess. He doesn't wake up to a mess.
Colby's actually so clean. Like, it's real. Like, the second I do anything, like, Colby is behind me, like, mopping up a surface.
It stresses me out.
I lived in a household like that, like, with my mom. My mom would like clean up after me all the time, which I thought would scar, like not scar me, but like affect me as an adult. Like I wouldn't clean up after myself. And yet I do.
And it's good.
So I don't know. Nature versus nurture. Like
it's just like a night and day with my old situation because obviously I was with two straight men for 7 years and they were disasters. And I was the one who was like following them around like a puppy dog, like cleaning up after them nonstop. And now Colby is just like she would be in a different room and I'll like put something on the counter and Colby disappears.
It'll be gone.
Colby appears out of thin air and it's gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, we have quite the good system.
So you live in a sparkling, clean household.
It's literally stunning. Like, have you seen it since we put furniture in it?
No. I've seen just
photos.
You have
to come over.
I've seen visuals. I will certainly make my way. I would say downtown.
Come over this
but
weekend.
It's not really that
across
far.
Town.
Well, I'll see you at some point.
Two
I'm in Nashville this weekend.
Oh, right.
Jack's.
The big wedding.
College friend's wedding.
So fun.
But yeah, so speaking of living with a man, this morning I was very grateful that I live with a man because we had a near break-in.
A near break-in that survived, thank God.
As dramatic as it sounds because it was definitely someone that was like supposed to be in the building but like just went to the wrong door and I had such a fright. Someone was actively typing in the code for the door several times. Like the person, mystery person, typed it in and then failed and then started typing it in again and like failed and then typed it in again. All the while I'm laying in bed like slowly waking up thinking, is that the front door code that I'm hearing being punched in?
Well, so then did you hear footsteps of them going upstairs?
Well, I shoved Jack. I'm like, Jack, go. And he springs out of bed. Literally, get a knife, get a gun. We don't have guns. He springs out of bed, butt naked. I'm like, what are you going to do with butt naked? Anyway, but he goes to the door and he's like, excuse me. He like yells through the door, excuse me. And the guy goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And like goes upstairs. And I don't know who it was. I have no idea.
That does kind of seem a little fishy though. Now that you're actually like describing the story.
Isn't it a little fishy? But I feel.
Wait, is there only one unit on your floor?
Yeah, there's one unit on each floor. So
it's just yours here.
Just me. Just little old me and Jack.
So it's kind of weird. Like
after a third try or something, it should make an alarm. Your thing is very fancy. I feel like it should do that. It should have some security measures.
If it can have the Titanic soundtrack, it can have an alarm.
Yeah, I don't know. This Korean thing that we got on the door, like it's so smart. And yet, well, I wonder if it has like a video feed in there. I should get one of those things that films.
A Ring camera?
A Ring camera. I'm on like Ring camera TikTok. I feel like every other TikTok I see is someone's Ring camera documenting either like a precious moment or like outfits of the day or like something funny. I don't have that.
I love that.
One thing that has made me miss having a doorman, even though I haven't had a doorman in like 4 years, is this one TikTok that I'm on right now, which is this girl who talks to her doorman every night. Have you seen this?
I've seen this.
It might just be New York TikTok.
The hot one, right?
Yeah. Well, people think he's hot based on his voice, but
did you see the arm?
I have not seen the arm. There's an update?
There's an update on the arm.
Oh my God, guys, if you're listening.
He comes and fixes her nightstand.
This might be like New York TikTok only, but it's this girl that like buzzes her intercom next to her door every night and like chats with her doorman and asks him like updates about like things, just various things.
And he's a really masculine, like hot voice.
The top comment was like, I can tell this man is hot. Don't ask me how I know. Like, it's just from the voice.
It's a good voice. And then so the update is that she like, after this one blew up, it got like literally 2 million likes and like multiple millions of views. Like, it's like super viral.
Yeah.
And then she's been posting more like TikToks with him. But anyways, we haven't seen his face, but he basically came up to fix her nightstand and you saw his arm. It was a good arm.
Can you imagine if they start dating? Like, that's the cutest story ever.
It would be very funny.
Like, oh, I was just chatting with my doorman every night through the intercom.
Guys, this is why I love TikTok so much. I haven't been able to spend as much time as I would like to on TikTok, but like somebody the other day was like, I've never had TikTok. I'm not interested in it. And I was like, I'm telling you, like,
there's
you
good
learn
stuff
so
on there.
Much on TikTok and it's like so curated to you.
Yeah. How would you know like that a girl is friends with her doorman?
Yeah. If,
like, you're how, really learning
when you put it that way.
A lot.
How would you know? Well, it's a good thing and a bad thing because truthfully, we were never meant to be exposed to this many lives. Other people's
I
lives.
I saw that TikTok that you reposted.
Oh, I reposted it because I was like, this girl is spitting straight facts because it is affecting us. I'll show it to you. It's this, I mean, she's got to be.
She's a psychiatrist or something.
She's got to be someone like very, she just sounds so smart, but she was essentially saying like, it's ruining us that we are exposed to this many lives because it's like, we're starting to think that like, we just have seen too many habits, too many lives, too many people, and it makes us think that like we need to be a certain way.
And it
because
also
we
is
see someone
like
else.
You follow people that you met one time in the bathroom and may never see again, and then you see them get married, and like you still feel connected to them because you watch their every move, type of thing.
Oh,
yeah, it's like the connection that we have is such a great thing, but then also like such a it just like freaks you out if you really think about it. Like you shouldn't. We shouldn't be seeing all of this.
Well, Colby and I were talking about this the other day. I feel like a version of this, more so when we were walking. And I was like, where did all these people come from? Like, there's so many, just like looking at all the buildings in New York City and being like, the amount of people that live here is so stressful. And they all have their own little lives and their own little stories and their own siblings and their own parents and their own cousins and their own freaking like storylines. And it literally stresses me out so much.
There's a word that describes this.
What's it called?
Sonder.
Sonder? Juan Sonderin.
Sonder is like my favorite band right now.
Yeah.
That song 12 to 12 is like stuck in my head at all times.
It's such a good song.
It's but so good.
Sonder, I'm assuming that they named their band after the word.
Yeah.
Sonder, S-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
It's the understanding that everyone around you is living a life just as richly complex as your own.
Whoa, that is a thorough definition.
But separate
you were
from
prepared.
You. Well, I think about it all the time.
No, it's so true.
Because it stresses me out.
I am so nosy. I see people walk by me and I'm like, I wonder if they're an aunt.
I wonder what
if
they do
have
for work.
Nieces and nephews, and I wonder if they're nice. I wonder if they've murdered someone or have ever thought about murdering someone. And that's on true crime podcast listening.
And you know what? Brian Kohlberger is walking around like a normal person.
What a freak.
Well, Brian Kohlberger?
Is that his name?
Who?
Yeah, you're correct. The Idaho murderer.
Yeah.
He's
no.
He's in jail.
No, he was walking around like a normal person.
I was like,
Colby was like, get out.
I was like,
yeah, it's made me like very like stay vigilant, people. Like when I heard the code going into the door, I was like, damn.
Now that you've retold the story, like at first this morning, I was like, oh my God, Katie's being dramatic. Like somebody was just like trying to get into their apartment. But then like thinking about the logistics of it, like you.
We don't have that many apartments in the building. So it's like. Yeah, but
that
and
does,
then typing
but
it in
that
multiple
also
times.
Does make me think that maybe somebody was like half asleep, went to go get coffee, and like thought they walked up the right amount of stairs.
Yeah, you're right, but like our doormat is obnoxious. Yeah. Like, just look down for 1 second and look at the doormat. I'm not going to say what it is because I feel like that's like stranger danger 101. We should be saying.
Good thing you don't have an easily recognizable, guessable code.
Oh my God, our code is very complex. Yeah. Don't even try.
Yeah.
Don't even try. You have
like the Apple suggested password for your
Do you guys thing. Forget your passwords like nonstop? Like yeah. I literally have to click forget password
well, I think, every day. Well, I have like 6 passwords that I cycle through, but then sometimes when I go to change my password, it says that you can't use one of your previous like 5 yeah. passwords, and then I'm like, okay, I have to make up something else, and then that I can never remember.
Yeah, like I reset my password for everything. I save
my passwords for everything, though.
That's a good...
Yeah, if my laptop is toast today, I'm, like, yeah. in a world of hurt, because yeah. a lot of my passwords are saved with, like, the touch thing. If I put yeah. my finger on it, it, like,
unlocks... I have the Face ID on my phone
for Are you guys' passwords your own passwords that you kind of, like, created yeah, yourself, or they're your parents'?
We don't use our family password like you.
Oh, do you know that I do that?
Yes, because yeah. it's our password to our... podcast thing. So I have, like, when we upload our podcast episodes, I have to enter Adam's credentials because you created the account, and I am just so aware that it's like your mom's password. Like, it's not.
No, literally, like, if somebody found out like what my family's password was, we'd all be fucked.
Okay,
like,
I'll sell it to the highest bidder. Anyway, I think we should do the intro before we get ahead of ourselves.
Last time I think we talked for 30 minutes before we did the intro,
and we have a lot of topics to cover today. So welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Well, you guys tell me. I hear from the Spark notes that we discussed in our group chat, Colby is in misery over Justin Bieber's new album.
Wait, yes. What's wrong with his new album?
No, I love the new album, but I feel physically ill seeing all of these paparazzi shots of people leaving the Swag 2 album release party that was on Friday night. And I was working Friday night, and I had to go to a Fashion Week event for Miu Miu. And it was at this hotel called The 22.
I was going to ask if it was at The 22.
Yeah. And then it was in the restaurant portion of it, the event that I was at, which was gorgeous. It was amazing. Very cool crowd there. But then I start seeing all of these photos, and they're walking out the opposite door, which is like the hotel side door. And there was a barricade of paparazzi outside when I was getting to the event. And I assume that they were just there for the Miu Miu thing, but they were there for the Justin Bieber party. And so that was going on just on a different floor in the same building that I was in. So we were breathing the same air.
Wasn't the Road party there the night before?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. The Road event where like everyone met Haley.
Yeah.
Was the night before at the 22 as well.
Yeah.
People love the 22.
The 22. What even is this?
I've never even heard of the 22, honestly, until you started talking about it.
Well, so I knew that it was opening last year because I'm on the pulse of this stuff.
Colby knows everything before it happens, I swear.
But so they have the 22 in London, and this is their first US location. And obviously I was doing events at my previous job, and so I needed to stay up to date on new openings. And so I had been trying to get in there to tour the spaces. And so I actually went to tour the place like a couple of weeks before they actually opened last spring. Or no, it was last winter. And they were still fully a construction zone, but you could tell that it was going to be absolutely stunning. And so it's a hotel, and then they also have... It's kind of like Soho House in that sense, that they have some areas that are open to hotel guests, but then some that are just members only. And they have a members club portion of the hotel side of things. Mm. And then they have a restaurant. So it would be like Chicconi's for Soho House that is open to the public.
Wait, so is the 22 a members club though?
It's a members club, a hotel, and a restaurant.
Okay, but the hotel, anybody can stay there.
Yes.
Because like Soho House, you can't stay at the hotel, right? Yeah, Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh.
You get a special rate if you're a member.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which...
Do you guys still have your membership?
I was just going to say. Absolutely not. I canceled my membership. I am no longer a member of any clubs, which honestly is freeing. Because I would get stressed out if I wasn't going and not like getting my money's worth out of my
membership. We did make the most of it though in the early years. Remember when we would get like the under 27 discount? Like I feel like we would go all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we would still have that right now. The number
of stories. Yeah, because you're grandfathered in until you're 35, 30 question mark. I think 30. regardless, we had such a time at Soho House, like, over the years, that I feel like it was worth it in the time, in the moments.
It was fun, like, early years. Like, we used to go and do stuff there.
But then the crowd, it got way too crowded, and the crowd got bad.
Colby just says it how it is.
No, it's true. I mean, everybody says it.
I feel like the crowd the service was atrocious. The service is bad.
The food was also bad.
I feel like for an older demographic, it makes a lot of sense. Especially if you're maybe older and single and looking to mingle. And like, I feel like it's where
you need spots.
Like,
I would join a different members club. I just wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I mean, now there's so many.
I'm not anti-members club. I'm just anti-Soho House.
Yeah, but like, don't you think it's annoying that all the members club like filter? Like, it's like there's always like a new hottest or new best or whatever. It's like, how do you even know which one to join at that rate? Like, if you join, what's it called? Like, Shea Margot or something like that. It's like, cool. Like, I mean, that one's, I guess,
well, then
cool
you
now,
have
but
to like diversify your members club memberships throughout your friend group so you can
like
go
$58,000
to like one friend has one, so you can go to all the different places.
Okay, strategy. Yeah. Members club strategy, guys.
It's really crazy when you think about it, because there's so many restaurants and like things to do in New York, and yet we still need more that are like exclusive,
and people will still pay like, to go to a restaurant.
Theoretically, like, go to every Michelin star restaurant, like every amazing restaurant in the city, like a different one every day, and still have like thousands to choose from, like every day of a year, for example.
Yeah.
And still, like, there's just so many options, and yet we somehow still need more that are more exclusive. Honestly, it's just a thing we've been doing for centuries, really. Like,
the concept of a members club is just funny.
Members clubs, it reminds me of like in Gossip Girl, when they go to college and it's like the secret societies at like Brown and wherever else, they Columbia and whatnot, and like when the boys like are like getting hazed trying to get into like the special societies, like we're always just wanting more.
The other thing about the members clubs too is the food and drinks are so expensive. All of them is another thing, and then you're also stuck to that one menu when you go there.
It's like the same every single time you go.
Yeah.
No, at Soho House, the personal margarita pizza that feeds like my appetizer is like $40.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Like, and
but then you
not
get the 50% off, and you're
good.
Like, oh my god, this is a great deal.
Yeah. No, it's so crazy.
Well, now we're wiser.
We're older,
when
wiser.
When I came to New York, I was like, I need to be a member of Soho House. I don't care like who I have to screw to get in here. Literally. Because I remember watching Sex and the City and Samantha Jones, a.k.a. Annabelle Bronstein. If you know, you know. She picks up like a Soho House member card in the bathroom and pretends to be Annabelle Bronstein so she can get in, because the wait list was that long in the 90s for Soho House.
Oh, I did not know that.
I believe, yeah, there's a whole episode where the whole like premise is Samantha Jones trying to get into Soho House, and she's like impersonates this British heiress to get in, and it's this whole thing. And so of course when I moved here, I was like, I need to figure out how to get my foot in the door at the legendary Soho House because of Samantha Jones. And
you did it.
And now I'm no longer a member. End of an era, really.
In
end
a short
of an era.
7 years, the fall from grace.
Yeah. I like actually don't know any current members.
I will say a lot of gays go though.
Oh,
it's like a kind of gay hub now.
Oh,
they have like the gay pool party every year for Pride.
They do.
The pool is another thing. That was another gripe that I had before I ended my membership. In order to go to the pool, you used to have to like line up. And it was first come, first serve, whatever. And I never even did that. It would always be on like the off chance that a day bed was available. I would go sit on one and you would just order as usual. They changed the policy so that you had to reserve it. And there was a $300 minimum. And it's like 2 hours on the day beds. You had to spend $300 in 2 hours.
Not to mention the money you're already spending on your membership to get there.
It's
right.
So ridiculous.
Plus, you're just like trying to snag a spot.
Right. Like, I just want to lay in the sun and drink water. Like, I don't need to spend $300.
Yeah. Overall, it just wasn't worth it. Because for that, you might as well just rent a hotel room.
Literally.
Whenever you want to go to the pool.
Exactly.
And use like
you'll
the hotel.
Save money.
Yeah. Go to the Gansevoort across the street. Rent a hotel room, which I've actually done.
Yeah.
I did that 1 year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mia and I rented a hotel room so we could use the pool.
Yeah,
and it was cheaper.
That.
We went on like a random, like it was a random weekend day in the summer.
You could do resort pass.
Or resort pass. But yeah, wow. End of an era, members clubs. Yeah.
Bye, members clubs.
What else did we want to talk about? I feel like we had like a whole list of subjects.
Adam and I went to Tate McRae.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Let the record show, we were fans of Tate McRae before her VMAs performance. But I'm very happy for her that that performance is raising her star where it's meant to be.
Does she have a dance background, like, before she started?
Is, like, the sickest dancer in the world.
I'm surprised she hasn't been on Dancing with the Stars yet. Or is she too good?
I think she, like, is too much of a star.
She's too much of a star.
I can't wait for Dancing with the Stars to start.
But she is a star. Like, Zendaya did it. Dancing with the Stars.
So true.
She's a star. I don't know. She would win. She would crush the whole thing.
She is for so some reason good.
I thought that, like, no, you're right. I didn't realize that Zendaya did it.
Yeah, Zendaya. Well, Zendaya did it. Zendaya has been a star for a while. So yeah, she definitely did it when she was like in her starhood. But I feel like she wouldn't do it now. Like, Zendaya's way too big,
like,
now.
I don't know if, like, they have pop stars is more what I mean.
Okay, yeah, I'm following. Now they have the dance, or the, what's it called? Mom Talk?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
The Mormon Moms.
Yeah.
They have Mormon Moms.
I'm so excited for Alex Earle.
They have Alex Earle. How could I forget Alex Earle?
All Mormon Moms.
Dylan Efron's on it.
Oh, on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, like...
It starts soon. I think it starts next week.
I feel like I don't normally see coverage of Dancing with the Stars, like, on TikTok. Like, I don't really see, like, what's going on with that. But because Alex Earle's on it and, like, a lot of good people are on it this year, I feel like it's getting, like, the buzz it deserves.
Yeah. If we still need to upgrade our Wi-Fi, maybe I think then we get more channels. We tried to watch the VMAs. The Emmys are on this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so Colby and I tried to watch the VMAs. We couldn't find it anywhere on the stupid TV.
Yeah, well, because I don't think we get MTV Live. We have, like, MTV that plays live, technically, but it was playing, like, Siesta Key.
It's so poor of us. We tried so hard. And then we both were like, okay, whatever, we'll go to bed. I lay in bed. The second I lay in bed, I open TikTok, and I see all the Tate McRae freaking clips from the performance, and I literally text Colby, and I'm like, are you literally kidding me right now? We're missing this. I'm literally going to die.
No, the VMAs is my favorite award show. I haven't even actually seen Sabrina's performance.
I just know that she performed Tears, and I saw, like, some still images of her. Like, there was a rain aspect to it where she, like, wet, like, her hair was all wet, and she, like, flicked it dramatically. And I saw this one comment on the photo, and it was like, she means business if we're seeing her forehead, because you never see Sabrina's forehead. She always has her bangs. Her hair. She's very Taylor in that way, like, loves her bangs. And we rarely see Miss Sabrina Carpenter's forehead.
Wait, so how did it look?
It looks great. She has nothing to worry about. Why is she hiding her forehead?
I think she just likes her hair like that.
Oh, she just likes bangs.
Her big bouncy blowout. Everyone she looks like a Polly Pocket.
Everyone goes through the phase of wanting bangs or thinking you might be like...
Colby, you had bangs?
Looking better in bangs.
I never wanted them.
You had bangs.
I had them against my will. My mom made me have them. She thought that it was a cute haircut.
It was a really cute haircut. I've seen photos. You looked good.
It's okay. Look at pictures of me from back in the day.
You had a bowl cut.
Then I had to, like, I ended up getting a bob because I wanted my hair to all be one length. To, like, get rid of my side bangs after side bangs were a thing.
The grow out phase.
And then that was also, it wasn't necessarily even that it looked bad. I just, like, literally looked so old when I was in high school. Like, my senior year of high school, it was crazy. I looked so mature, I guess
you
I
were
will say.
Such a mature girl with your bob.
Yeah, no, I did. I looked crazy.
But rounding out the Tate McRae conversation, everybody needs to go see her. Like, I literally want to go see her again when she comes back in October. I actually almost had a panic attack when I realized that she was performing, and I found out from Brooke's story, because I, like, totally forgot, and I'd been telling Colby for months. Forget.
I knew that it was on Thursday. I didn't know she was doing two nights, but she did three nights, I guess.
She did three?
Yeah.
Was she at MSG?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Were we at MSG? Best, such a good concert.
It was,
I will say,
so
Colby
great.
And I were there, and everybody around us was, like, 15.
Yeah. Brooke warned me of that. She was like, the crowd is really young, but you do the best you can.
It was really young. Colby and I were just listening to this guy, like, spit game on these girls next
to him. He went alone to the concert. There were actually, I think, a lot of guys that were there alone.
Well, there were a lot of guys. Yeah, a lot of guys.
Yeah, and they were, like, feeling the music. Yeah. They were, like, headbanging. Those two guys... that were like diagonally in front of us. It was so entertaining to watch. But they knew every word.
They did. It was literally me, Colby, some moms,
yeah,
a bunch of dudes, and like dudes that were going together, like,
and then like 16-year-old girls.
And then, yeah, 16-year-old girls. The photo shoots that I saw also, like, I remember turning to these girls, like, taking photo shoots and going to Colby and being like, we, like, didn't look like this back then.
It's really unfair.
Like, they look good. Like,
no, they're making them different. Like, yeah. The teenagers are, there's something in the water these days.
Like,
I don't know.
Their bits are good. Their hair is good. Like, their skin looks good. I'm like, geez.
I'm
like,
telling you, TikTok, yeah, we're not supposed to be exposed to this many people. And the teenagers are seeing what we're seeing. And so they're shape-shifting. And is, yeah, it affecting them?
But we saw, like, Ashley Tisdale on the red carpet wearing, like, a skirt over her pants and thought that looked good. Like, they no, just, yeah, have better influences.
That's true, because, like, honestly, that was, like, she did look good. Like,
she did. She looked fabulous. And
did I, like, beg my mom to start layering my clothes like Ashley Tisdale and Lizzie McGuire? Yeah. Yes. Was I always just really hot? Yes. Like, the thing about the layering that people didn't tell you is, like, you're just constantly sweating because that's just way too many layers to be wearing, especially during the summer. Yeah. Like, your long sleeve with your short sleeve on top, with your tank top on top of that, that's a lot of layers.
Too many layers.
But we looked so good.
Yeah, I never wore that in high school.
For the time. Well, that was more middle school.
Well, yeah, middle school. I wouldn't expect you to.
You were also a man.
I had to think about that. I was like, yeah, I guess why would I put a skirt over my pants?
Did you wear cargo pants? Or did
definitely
you ever?
Definitely not.
Did you ever participate in the, like, wearing your pants super low?
No. Honestly, like, I always looked like a disaster.
Were
because
your undies out?
No.
You're talking about a thing in, yes, Maryland. Yeah. Every guy in middle school would wear, like, baggy pants with their, like, down to their butt, basically, with Timberlands.
I definitely,
and, like, a backwards hat.
Was not doing that.
We had like either really tight, like, guys in skinny jeans.
Oh my god, yeah.
There was like the I don't know.
I used to wear a lot of sweats, though, because I would have swim practice before school. And so I'd have swim practice at, like, 5:30 a.m. And then I would come to school at, like, whatever, 7. And, like, the only thing I would want to wear would be sweatpants. Because I was covered in chlorine.
That was always the best time of year when you got to break out your yoga pants and start wearing yoga pants in Uggs to school.
I would wear my yoga pants to school if I was having a bad day. Like, normally, I would wear...
Katie was
you
dressed.
Were fitted
dresses
up.
And skirts and...
You, Cassie
everything.
Knew who she was from a very young age.
I knew who I was, and I was just very preppy.
You were definitely
no
preppy.
Regrets, because I'm reverting. I'm becoming preppy again. Like,
I
really gravitate towards preppy things these days.
Interesting.
I don't know what my style is. I don't think I have a personal style. Again, we're exposed to way too many people. I'm letting people influence me.
I don't think I have a personal style either.
I need to, like... Really?
I don't think there's, like, a category that my personal style falls into. I like a basic.
You do like a basic, but it's, like, very classic the way you, yeah, do it. I don't know. I feel like I am a different person every day that I wake up. I'm like, I either want to be really colorful today or I want to be very neutral. And I feel that way with my, like, home decor, too. I can't make up my mind.
About your home decor?
Yeah, about what I want. Like,
Don't give up the ship.
I can't.
Yeah, but that's what makes your apartment so charming.
Thank you.
Like, you have a curated assortment of things that aren't all one style, but they all go together.
Thank you.
Colby and I have been trying to figure out how to decorate our, yeah, apartment.
Well, I think the secret to decorating the apartment, and, like, I was reading this article about Nancy Myers' aesthetic and, like, how to achieve a Nancy Myers aesthetic, and all of these terms, all these things apply to the same.
Wait, who is Nancy Myers? I don't know that.
Nancy Myers, she created the movies like The Holiday, well, she adapted books and such to The Holiday, pretty much anything that, like, Meryl Streep, like, all of the, like, rom-com type movies.
Got it. Okay.
I think I did a good job explaining, but The Holiday is, like, definitely one that you've seen. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice in all these films, like, Diane Keaton, she's always in him with the turtleneck.
Now that we're in the fall, Cooler Days calls for layers that last, and Quince is our go-to for quality essentials that feel cozy, look refined, and won't blow your budget. Katie, tell the people about what you found on Quince lately.
You guys, guess what I just got in yesterday? I am redecorating my bed for fall. I got this gorgeous duvet set that is in the shade Bordeaux, and it's going to add some amazing warmth to the bedroom. The quality is absolutely unreal. I can't wait to put it on my bed today. And I have to say also, I got king-sized pillow shams, which, if you don't know, even if you don't have a king-sized bed, king-sized pillows and shams make all the difference. I love how it supports my normal pillow and just creates this really comfortable experience when I'm sleeping. So highly recommend. And Quince just has amazing stuff for much less than you'd spend at other places.
A king-size pillow just makes it feel like you're sleeping in a hotel bed.
I couldn't agree more.
And because Quince partners directly with top-tier ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, they deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Find your fall staples at Quince. I'm so excited to dress for the fall. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels. With over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out. Fun usually, but they're always like the homes are very lived in looking, like they don't look like sets. And the homes themselves like are aspirational. And I was reading this article about like how you're able to achieve that, like how someone, like a normal person, would be able to achieve something like that. And it's literally just time. Like, you can't rush that sort of aesthetic because it's very collected over time. It's something that you can't just like buy. A lot of things in the homes that you'll see in these sets are like photo albums, like things like photos on the wall that are like, you know, memories that like you have to just like live in the space and then add as you go. And
that
so
stresses me out because I had 7 years of that and it was a disaster.
Yeah, but like in an intentional way. You can't just like hoard things.
Yeah, mine was sorting.
Yours was a free piece of furniture for sale. We'll take it.
Correct. Mine was like literally emotionally scarring though, because now I'm like minimalistic as fuck, except for my chair that I need.
Yeah.
But that's
TBD.
Colby's letting me have a chair.
Potentially once we get the dining table.
There's going to be a chair.
Hey, stop looking at me. I'm not in the middle of this.
Katie said no to the chair.
I said no to the chair, but
and
I like...
actually, a podcast listener wrote back to my Instagram story of my chia pudding saying, I don't see how a chair would fit here.
Okay, first of all, I know the exact picture that you're referencing, and it was blurred in the background. She can't even see the living area. All she could see was your chia pudding and our counter.
Which looks gorgeous, by the way.
Thank
and
you.
All of the pictures.
And we got new pillows this weekend.
See, I'm loving what you're doing so far.
Thank we did. You. We're slowly curating.
Colby took me to friggin' Satan's Playground. I hated that place.
Oh my God.
What's Satan's Playground?
Home Goods, my Home favorite Goods? Place.
I hated Home Goods.
The best. Literally, I've said it before, I am a Maxinista. I love all of the TJX companies. I love Home Goods. I was so excited to go. We took the subway to the Upper West Side.
I was honestly excited to go too. I had never
been
before.
The inventory isn't that great at that store, I will say.
Yeah.
I've been there.
They had really good, I will say, serving platters and things like that, if you're in the market for those. And what I've realized with stuff like that over the years is if you're going to a party to buy like a disposable bowl, yeah, like serving bowl is like $12, and you can get one for literally $5.99 at Home Goods and then use it again and just have it.
Yeah, you don't need disposable. Yeah,
just a mental note. But yeah, I bought a variety of rattan storage bins that I'm really looking for to store my towels in under my bathroom sink, but I'm really specific about it having a lid because I don't know why, like, just like on the floor in my bathroom I want it to be closed for my, like, clean towels,
dust and such.
Yeah, but so I bought one that I thought would be perfect. And then we went across the street to TJ Maxx because Adam was like, I have to get out of here. I'm really claustrophobic. There really was so much stuff in this Home Goods, but it wasn't
freaking the fuck out.
It wasn't exactly what we were looking for. They didn't have that much furniture. I honestly, my mom's coming next week. I want her to go to the Home Goods in Swampscott and FaceTime me in the furniture section there and see if there's anything for like the entryway or things like that there, because they usually do have good stuff.
No, Suburban,
I trust her.
Home Goods and TJ Maxx are far better than what we have here. If you are a Suburban listener, just realize how lucky you are, okay? Yeah. Just realize how lucky you are because you have the most amazing Home Goods. I don't even know where you live, but I can just tell you that you do.
Yeah.
Because ours is so picked over. I mean, granted, we have like a lot of other great stores, so I won't complain. I'm not
kidding.
But
this Home Goods was stuffed. It wasn't even picked over. But it wasn't stuffed in things you don't need.
They had so many bath mats. Like when we were there, I'm like, how many bath mats does one store need?
Ours just look like Halloween threw up all over it. Oh yeah,
there was a lot of seasonal stuff right now.
No, Colby got me all hyped up about Home Goods, and I was so excited. We were making like a Sunday activity out of it. I was so excited to have a Sunday activity. We go up, we walk in these doors, and I just see pumpkins and scarecrows.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Skeletons.
Yeah. So it's a haunted house.
And I was like, where the fuck are we?
Think about come Christmas time how much fun we could have there.
I would. Guys, oh my god, and then we went down the escalators and we're walking around. There's so many people and carts. Colby and I had a cart at one point, and like I was in charge of the cart at one point. I just left it in the middle.
You abandoned ship, and then he left me, which was fine.
And then I go to Colby, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go stand outside. I can't be here anymore.
And then he went to TJ Maxx across the street. So I bought this basket at Home Goods and put all of the stuff that I bought in there. Whatever. We go to TJ Maxx and I find a better basket. So then I have to go back to Home Goods.
Luckily, it's right across
the street. Yeah, because I wasn't gonna go back to the Upper West Side.
That's killing me that you found a better basket. What made it a better basket, really?
It was exactly what I was looking for. Then I get home, it's 1 inch too big to go under my sink.
No way.
So then I had to return it. But they have one at the Container Store that I'm going to measure before I actually go and buy, but they have it in stock in the store and I laid my eyes on it last night and it's more expensive, double the price actually, but
if it'll fits,
do the job.
If it fits, it fits. All of mine are from the Container Store. All my under sink containers.
My bathroom is basically a disaster.
It's far less overwhelming there.
Yeah, we can go there.
Yeah, I need that place.
It's very curated there and they don't really have too many like what my mom would call like frou-frou.
Love.
They just have like,
yeah, I definitely need storage. Also, some guy came to like fix a bunch of shit in our apartment yesterday and I'm at the office and Colby's texting me, like giving me updates about this guy fixing stuff. And she's like, hey, like you might need to get like goop away. Like there's
goo gone.
There's
goop away.
I don't know. She was talking about goo and I was like, why is there goo in my apartment or in my bathroom?
Well, he wanted these adhesive stuck things removed from your bathroom.
Well, they left all this weird shit in my bathroom. No, there was like a shelf, but it was right in front of the mirror and kind of like a weird position. And I was like, somebody needs to rip this off the wall. And then they also had light bulbs. Like
she made like a vanity mirror herself.
But it didn't even work. And it looked like shit. And so I was like, somebody's got to take care of this. Like this needs to come off. And so I had this maintenance guy come and take it all off. And I get back to the apartment. And like, first of all, my bathroom is destroyed. There's like shit everywhere. And like, there's goo all over the wall. And the mirror looks effed up because you ripped the light bulbs off, and it's just my bathroom's a disaster.
So you need some Goo Gone.
Yeah,
apparently
Goo Gone.
You just have to get the adhesive off.
I don't even know what Goo Gone is.
It does that.
It's like sticker remover. My dad loves Goo Gone.
Yeah,
I don't like the name of it. I don't think.
I mean, it's descriptive.
Yeah,
you want your Goo Gone.
You want your Goo Gone. Get some Goo Gone.
Your goo is gone.
Goo Gone.
Has there been any updates with your neighbors downstairs, the cute boys? Have you seen them?
I think at this point I have seen pretty much everybody lives in the building, though, except for the people who live on third floor. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, did I meet any of the other boys that live below us?
I saw one last night, but he wasn't into chatting.
Was he cute?
I don't even, like, know.
Okay.
Or, like, I don't know.
I will say they are opening this kind of, like, iconic-looking restaurant directly below our apartment, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of research on it, and I'm pumped.
Are you excited to be a regular?
Yes. I've been, like, literally, like, every day.
I talked to them yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I told them that I was, like, when are you opening? And the guy, like, wasn't going to tell me. And I was like, I live upstairs. And then he got really excited.
Wait, was it the owner or the workers?
I have no idea.
Did he tell you when?
Yes, in October.
Oh, my God.
Not until October.
Insider information.
So excited.
October is the best month. I think, I'm a, like,
the first or second week of
October. It looks so chic. And he was like, it's going to be the next Polo Bar. That's what I was reading. And I was like, that's
the next Polo Bar. No kidding.
Yeah, those are very high standards. I'm going to take that with a grain of salt, but it's a good place to have in the vicinity.
I still haven't been to Polo Bar.
I haven't either.
Oh, I know you've been.
So good.
Your late night res. Didn't you go at like 10 o'clock?
I've been a couple times. Oh. And yeah. But I think one of times the times late as hell.
Well, I actually have been to... Well, I've been to the Polo Lounge. I haven't been to Polo Bar.
Honestly, it was so worth it. It was so good. Drinks were not worth it. I think my drink was like $32. And I was like, you know, I could buy an entire handle of tequila for this amount of money.
Well, I would still love to experience a martini there.
I'll try to get us a reservation.
So my list. One year I would love to do New Year's Eve there.
At the Polo Bar?
Yeah. I think it was Peyton Sarton did it a couple years ago, and it looked so unbelievably chic. I love the idea of doing like a dinner res New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I love
that. Where you
that.
Like are, you start out the evening maybe like seated at a table with like very fun friends and cool people, and then you're like up and you can mingle. Like,
that sounds lovely.
Once it gets closer to midnight.
I feel like we're about to get into a stretch where there's going to be a lot of weddings on New Year's Eve, though. Like, you both have weddings this New Year's Eve.
We do.
I feel like that's kind of a
just
date
so many weddings
well,
in
the,
general.
I feel like this year, New Year's Eve is towards the weekend,
is
if
it?
I'm not mistaken. So maybe that won't be a constant gravitation, but I don't know. I'm excited for a New Year's Eve wedding.
It's nice to have a plan. Plans.
A plan to dress up for.
Yeah.
Like a black tie situation. Yeah. Very cool.
I've enjoyed
very
all
chic.
The weddings. I will say, so the wedding I was at this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. How was it?
Oh, my God. It was such a lovely wedding.
It was another Indian wedding, right?
No.
But you dressed up.
That was 2 weekends ago.
This is a white wedding.
Shut up. Oh, my God. You've just been to so many weddings. I'm so confused.
2 weekends ago, I went to an Indian wedding.
Okay,
my best friend's
that
sister.
That was when you wore that fabulous outfit.
Yes. My kurta. And then... this past weekend was
oh, right. Carly's
a very,
wedding.
Very white wedding. Yes, very white.
But it was Carly's wedding.
Yes, one of my besties.
Good friends.
Stunning, stunning wedding. It was in Westchester, so we stayed in the city, took the train up. It was gorgeous. I will say I felt so bad for her because the forecast for it was like torrential thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah. It was raining like all weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I will say she got so lucky, though, in that we were in the church ceremony and it's like monsooning outside. Like you can hear it beating against the church to the point where you couldn't even hear the guy who was like doing the sermon.
Priest.
Yeah, the priest. That old thing. So actually something else that's kind of funny that happened is... So I'm not Catholic, I'm Christian, like my family's Presbyterian, but this is a Catholic wedding. And so in Catholic weddings, like obviously you get communion.
Yeah.
And so
can you
like,
get communion? No.
Well,
did you make your first communion?
I thought I got communion at my Christian church whenever we went for Christmas and like I drink the wine and get the bread.
Yeah.
We did communion at the Presbyterian church.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
But I think it was like only special occasions.
Oh really?
I don't know.
So what I remembered of communion is
clearly
that they give you some wine and some bread. And so we're sitting in this church ceremony and I'm like, holy fuck, like I've never been hungrier in my entire life.
You were
and
like, I can't wait to eat the body of Christ.
I was so excited to eat the body of Christ. And so my one friend who's also like not Catholic, she was like, oh, are you going to go up? And I was like, I mean, they welcomed like everybody up, so I feel like I can probably go, but like, I'm so fucking hungry. Like, I think I need the bread.
So, are you going to go again? You're going to go twice?
And so I went, no, literally, I was going to
wrap. See if anyone noticed.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to wrap around and be like, hey, can you give me two? And so I get up to the priest and I'm like ready to receive my body of Christ. And I thought it was going to be like a nice piece of white bread, you know, like a nice, like, a cut.
That's
it,
what they give you at your church.
At our church, I'm pretty sure no, they cut up bread.
It was a cracker.
Yeah, like
a
tiny like, and they melt wafer. In your mouth. You have it's to let wafer. It melt in your mouth.
Well, imagine my disappointment when I thought that I was. Yeah, I went to Woods.
And Woods. We went to the same church.
I thought they cut up bread for us.
No, Adam. It was like a tiny little wafer. Like a tiny little, like,
guys,
quarter my, size.
My disappointment when I get up to the priest and he hands me that it's literally, you can see through it. Yeah. That's how thin the wafer was. Yeah,
it's a wafer. Melts.
And I put, I'm like, fuck, I'm so hungry. And I put it in my mouth and it evaporates basically. Yeah. It literally just melts into my tongue.
That's the point. Yeah. It's a simple.
I was like, it's like a Listerine strip. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? So anyways, that was how my, my Catholic, you know, whatever it's called, communion experience was.
I have a city wedding next weekend.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It would be really convenient if I still lived in my old apartment because it's in Tribeca and on the street that I used to live on. Oh,
that's so nice.
Well, that sounds...
It'll still be fun.
Like a fabulous venue.
I do love the wedding. The one thing I'll throw about this wedding is that this entire time, like, I just didn't read the website. Like, I feel like I've been so busy. I just, like, I know, like, things that I need to do, but I don't know the minuscule details anymore.
Yeah.
And so my friend was like... Or I think I was in a group chat literally the night before the wedding or even the day of. And I was like, damn, it's hot as fuck. Like, I can't believe I have to put on a tux. And my friend was like, wait, what do you mean you're putting on a tux? Like,
oh, did it's I not
get
black
the,
tie.
Did I get the dress code wrong? Like, I told my boy, my boyfriend's just wearing like a jacket and like slacks basically. Like, I think it's just like country club wedding, like kind of wear, like look preppy basically. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I'd been planning on wearing a tux this entire time. Like, I don't really have another outfit. And then she sends me the dress code and the dress code is literally like, you know, either suit and tie or slacks and a jacket, which is like kind of casual. It's like basically like,
yeah, it's like formal, right? Or like,
it's
cocktail?
Like semi-formal, I think.
Semi-formal.
Yeah, I think it's semi-formal. And so I was like, fuck, I literally, and they were like, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure the groom is the only one wearing a tux. Like, you would literally be showing up to the wedding in a tux and the groom would be the only other person.
Oh, so you're impersonating the groom.
So I was about to show up and outshine the groom.
Is that what you're gonna say? It's his day.
I was gonna upstage the groom.
No, really, it's her day, but you
know, it's definitely her day. But I was literally about to upstage the groom, so thank God somebody warned me. Mind you, this is like an hour before I needed to get on the train to go up to this wedding.
Yeah, wedding dress codes are really tough. Like, this weekend's wedding that I'm going to in Nashville is, she put on the website, like, what's the word? Cocktail. Mm-hmm. That's the word. Cocktail attire. Less dressy than formal. That is verbatim what she wrote on the website. And I'm like, damn, so are we wearing short dresses? Like, I'm not, this is Jack's friend from college, so I'm like not close enough and I don't know anyone else going, so I can't really like ask. And I'm not gonna have Jack like text his guy friends from college like, hey, what are your girlfriends wearing? Like, I feel like that's like, maybe I could, but I'm being stubborn. So I'm gonna bring a few options, but I fear I might be a bit overdressed. But I'm not going to wear a short dress to a wedding. I feel like that doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah,
like for not, me at least, like given what I typically wear, but I'm very excited. It's apparently in the woods.
Oh, it's in the woods.
I've been to outdoor ceremonies, but not one that's like, this is like,
sounds,
I looked
very
at photos.
Whimsical.
Very whimsical, gorgeous. I'm very excited.
Is the after party on Broadway?
I think it's like, there's a venue. Like you get out of the woods and there's a venue there, but she said it's like majority of it's outdoor. So I hope that the weather holds up. I'm sure it will, but yeah. Oof, I'm going to be a little hot. Maybe I should bring a personal fan or something.
I just looked, it's going to be like 80 degrees here this weekend.
Oh my God. I'm going to be sweating like a hooker in church.
Like a hooker in church. Like
a, or is it a whore?
A whore in church.
In church.
A whore in church. Well, there's so many weddings, and every time I open Instagram, someone else is engaged.
I know, it's really
nuts. The engagements, the weddings, like, I'm like...
what's going on? There's a bug that everyone's caught. Now, like, so many of our friends in our friend group are engaged. Like, we've had some new engagements. Everyone's engaged.
I mean, it's so exciting, but... it's also insane.
No, Colby and I are going to need to enter a marriage pact soon because things are not working out in the dating pool.
You've plenty of time.
I know.
So much time. That's what
everyone is on their own timeline.
And I swear, every time we
the
get together,
is, I'm like, the issue is, I saw this on TikTok. Abby Vafo just posted a TikTok, and she was like, everybody's like, I'm so shocked that you're still single. And she is like, do you not understand that I'm straight? And for me to be in a relationship, that means that I would have to be dating a man, like a man in New York as well. And she, all I've seen her in person, is tall. So I was having this conversation with somebody the other night at this party, and she was like, oh, and you're tall, so the pool's even smaller. And I was like, thank you so much. I know.
Wait, Colby, you have to say the message you got on Raya the other day that I thought was so funny.
Yeah, so Adam and I have been on a kick of just going on the apps, I feel like, and talking through our messages. But this guy messaged me also. Just as a heads up, in case this is a non-starter for you, I'm 5'11", so I'm still taller, but not by much.
The man is honest.
I know. And honestly, I admire that.
And we didn't know that, because on Raya, it doesn't tell you the height.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you the height, but a lot of guys put in their bio description. Yeah, because now you can do a bio. They're like
5'10" if it matters. 6'2",
because apparently that matters, or 6'4", if that matters.
Honestly, it's kind of helpful.
It is, but like, it's been exhausted or whatever. So I updated my profile recently, now that I started using it again, and I wrote 5'10" if it matters in my bio.
Oh, that's cute. I was gonna say, how did this guy know how tall you are?
That's how.
Okay, I think that's helpful to have, like, okay, so.
And then I matched with this guy on Raya.
What's your bio? Night. I was just going to ask you.
Do you have a bio?
I don't think I have one. I'm so mysterious. But then I was just thinking in my head, I was like, I probably need a bio. Because I need to start using the apps again. But Colby's been getting me back into it, which is good. Or not Colby specifically, but her messaging that guy and then him saying something funny. I was like, oh, I need to get back on Raya and start doing some things. Yeah, okay, so I don't have a bio.
No bio. You're so mysterious.
I've been getting so many messages on TikTok from people asking to send me money, and I
to send you money,
yeah, but they're all bots, obviously. But I'm like, what if they weren't, though?
What would happen if I just give them my Venmo?
Yeah, literally.
I matched this guy, Raya, who I was like, wait, Colby, like, this is definitely the guy that we met at Pieces, like, forever ago. Like, when I brought Colby to a gay bar.
Oh, my God, the gay bar night.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is definitely the guy that our friend Justin tried to set me up with. Like, I'm almost positive. And then I go, am I crazy, or did we meet at Pieces forever ago with my friend Justin? And he goes, not crazy at all, actually. So it was him.
Good
not chat. Not crazy at all. So, like, either he's like, maybe. Does he remember you?
See, I took that as, like, banter. And, like, okay, that's him.
I took it as... He's like, maybe, sounds like me. Like, sounds like something I'd do.
No, and then I sent it to Colby and our friend to, like, basically our friend went up to him and was like, hey, you're gay, he's gay, are you single or what? And this guy had a boyfriend. And so I was like, wait, I just matched with this guy.
Hate like, when that Raya. Happens. So he broke up?
That's what we thought. And so we're texting about this, and he's like, Adam, you need to, like, go message him and be like, you know, are you still dating somebody or whatever? And then I go back on Raya, and I'm like, wait, I'm pretty positive that I've matched with this guy before, and he asked me on a date. Mm-hmm. And then I go back in my Tinder, and literally 2 years ago,
Tinder,
this guy and I had matched, and he asked me on a date, and I go, and I didn't respond.
SMH. I didn't respond back.
And he probably knew that when I met him. When we were at Pieces.
And he was like, you're fake. You didn't match me on Tinder.
Yeah. Well, no, we did match, but I just didn't reply to him.
Or you didn't reply.
I think I replied once, and then he asked me on a date, and then I just didn't reply because I'm a horrible person. But anyways, then I go back on Raya, and I'm like, oh my God, like, he's available again. And he's cute. Like, Colby was like, wait, he's like so cute. Yeah. Like, you need to, like,
he was so cute. I remember so at cute. The bar.
Yeah, when we were in person, but he had a boyfriend. So I was like, whatever. And then I see on Raya, he's here just for friends.
Just for friends?
Just for friends.
That doesn't make any sense,
like, though. You can set your status or whatever to maybe hear just for
that's
friends.
That's just because he's, like, not looking for anything serious.
No, but then remember, I went back in Tinder, and he had, like, it looks like he deleted his Tinder.
Like, just for friends?
Tinder might just, like, be out.
Just for friends or just for fucks? Oh. What's he looking for?
That's title.
No, it's too too many expletives.
Too explicit.
Or too explicit. JFF.
JFF.
Just for friends. Okay, so why is he paying for friends?
I have no idea. Because
you have to pay for Raya. No, why is he paying just for friends? Like,
maybe he just wants rich friends.
Do people have to pay for Bumble BFF? I feel like they don't. I feel like you don't have to pay for Bumble BFF.
I don't know, actually.
He should go on there. Bumble BFF. I've actually met a lot of people who have met like very normal, wait, good friends.
I have too.
On Bumble BFF. If you move to a new city and you don't know anyone, get Bumble BFF. It's not cringy. I have met very legit, very normal people that have... I'm like, how'd you guys meet?
No, yeah, one of my coworkers was going... Like, this actually happened to me last week. Like, she was talking about this. She was, like, going to hang out with some friends. And she was like, oh, Adam, you would love them. Like, they're super into Korean skincare. Because I'm like, I have this new fixation on Korean skincare. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, how'd you meet them? And she was like, I actually met them on Bumble BFF. And, like, we've been best friends for, like, 3 years.
This is not an ad for Bumble BFF.
But, like, Bumble BFF, if you want to sponsor us, I'm just saying.
Is that even still a thing?
I think so, yeah.
It is absolutely. I think Bumble Biz might not be a thing anymore. That was like,
oh yeah,
where you could network. Maybe it is, but I don't know.
Do we have any questions?
Oh, I could assess the actually I did screenshot something. Oh, sorry, perfect. I like blacked out.
No, you're good.
I'm like death gripping the microphone. Oh my god.
You're doing great, sweetie.
The subject line is help a girl out. Hi Katie, Colby, and Adam. I'm a huge fan and I need your help. I've just met a guy, we've gone out a few times, and I know I shouldn't get ahead of myself, but I really like him so far. Of course, we'll take it slow to see if we're a good long-term fit, but my concern is that he just moved to town, and I will probably be moving locations in June. For us both, career is very important to us, and would just go where the job is, because the job market is so competitive in the field that we're both in. I wonder that I'll continue to fall for him, and then the logistics of location and career goals will make it fall apart. What do you think? Should I continue to see him and see where it goes and maybe talk through it with him, or should I call it off before either of us get too attached because the chances of working out long term are not great? ? To be clear, I'm looking for a long term relationship, and if I were to see him casually, would maybe get way too attached. So I tend to either try to cut things off or pursue it fully to avoid any sticky situations. Would love and greatly appreciate your thoughts.
I see both sides because we have a friend who they were seeing somebody who was a little bit more short term and they dated short term for like a year and now they're dating long term and they're madly in love.
So her question, because she might be moving locations. So like she's wondering if it's like a waste of time / feelings, like waste of feelings, and she'll get too attached if they move away from each other. Like, is it a waste of time?
Yeah. But she's also saying that, right, that she likes him a lot, kind of, but she doesn't want to like get into like this potentially short-term thing where she gets more attached and then he moves away and then it's like,
yeah, I mean, they went out a few times. She's worried that she'll get attached. I think she's in the phase where she doesn't know if she will, but she's at a good cutting off point if she wanted to cut it off before she gets too ahead of herself. That's what I'm gathering from this. What do you think, Colt?
I feel like these situations are hard because I feel like I used to be quick to be like, just see it through and have fun while you can type of thing, which I still do feel that way. But also now if she isn't going to want to be dating other people at the same time that she is seeing this guy, because she said that she either would like go full throttle or not, basically, which I understand. I don't know if it's more so like not wanting to waste either of your time if you don't see it going anywhere with the moving logistics being involved.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. If this is like the only person on your roster, that can be a lot of pressure for both of you.
Yeah,
I feel like if you have the bandwidth, like you should expand and like be going on dates with at least one other person while you're seeing this guy, so it isn't so much pressure put on this potential ticking time bomb of a situationship. But if you're having fun, like I don't see why you can't just continue to see them, just knowing in the back of your mind that it like there's a potential expiration date.
Yeah,
and if anything, it's a lot less pressure.
Yeah,
like knowing that they could be leaving / you could be leaving, like it's so it's much less pressure. It's also an easy out
if you're like... No,
such an easy out if you're not... Yeah. Like, honestly, this is kind of an ideal scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you start to... Like, you've been on, like... She says a few dates. Like, if you start to feel like, eh, this isn't my person, you have such an easy out.
Yeah.
Like, you're leaving, he's leaving. Like, what a gorgeous situation.
Right. Hey, unless you do, we're moving in a month, so might as well just
it's kind
go
of romantic
now.
It's kind of romantic. Yeah. It's like, ooh, we have limited time.
Yeah, but otherwise, it's a nice parting gift to your city.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I feel if you just put less pressure on yourself, I think you could have a lot of fun with this. Like, yeah. It just sounds like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
To like figure things out and like understand where things are going. Like, but I'm very like that too. Like a very futuristic thinker. Like every time I go on a date with someone, I would imagine like what our wedding might look like.
Yeah.
So
it's really hard not to do
that. It's hard not to. But like, I feel like also it just sounds like you're very invested in your career right now anyway. So just let this be what it is, a fun thing that is potentially fleeting.
Yes.
And just like, and try not to get too deep, yeah, feelings wise.
This advice has Adam's stamp of approval.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. Put your gavel down.
My gavel.
Okay.
My gavel's down. And with that, that's all we have time for today. It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Hopefully we have no audio issues this week.
I have to pee so bad.